couple of maps, but pretty much we're going to just be doing hand movements and moving around, all right? This is pretty much the Bible land. Everything in the Bible happens in this area, other than when Paul goes on his trips and includes certain areas. It's important for you to realize, oh, let me see, is it the red button here? There's no red button. Do I have to turn something on? That's off. Now I turn something on. Ah, there it is. You are the Ur. That's where Abraham came up. This sort of colored area is called the Fertile Crescent. And Haran is where Abraham stays for a little while. And then he comes down here into Canaan. And it's not Israel back at that point. But and then, of course, you've got Israel and Egypt there. Now, this is just sort of a close-up map of Israel. And just to sort of show you what we're dealing with, primarily the Sea of Galilee is the northern part of Israel back in the day. It was connected down the Jordan River into the Dead Sea. And the distance from the Sea of Galilee over to the Mediterranean Sea is approximately the same distance from your church to the lakeshore. All right? So we go as the crow flies, straight over to the lakeshore. The distance from the Sea of Galilee down to the Dead Sea is pretty much from here to Grand Haven. All right? And from the Dead Sea over to the lakeshore, that would be basically from here to, Michigan City. All right? So Israel, which is a lot of what happens back in the Bible, isn't a large area. It's not. It's like West Michigan. All right? It's not a big area at all. And so we're going to be spending a lot of time here. And you remember I mentioned that we would have to either get rid of the first two or three pews, or we're going to have to use our imaginations. And so as we're going to do this walkthrough, I'm going to walk around rather than walk over pews. Does that sound good? You guys okay with that? All right? And so let me go back here to this one here. Let me just sort of help you out a little bit. We're going to make the Ur of the Chaldees. That is going to be, now we'll move over here. The Ur of the Chaldees is right here, all right? This is the Ur of the Chaldees. We're going to come up here, and this is going to be the Fertile Crescent. By the way, which way is north? Right, tonight it's this way, all right? If this is north, which way is south? That way, okay, which way is west? You look confused, okay. So we start over here, Ur of the Chaldees, right there, that pew. We come up along the Fertile Crescent to Haran. This microphone is Haran, all right? All right, that's going to be, whoa, I don't know what I just did. Okay, there it is. There's a red thing. Haran is right there. So we're going to go to Ur to Haran. And because I'm not going to crawl over this here, this is Canaan, right here by the table. The Sea of Galilee is going to be right here, and this is the Jordan River, all right? And this is going to be the Dead Sea. It's a short distance. Over here, where this good-looking young man is, he is Egypt. All right? He is Egypt. So just help me out again. Who is he?
Egypt,
right. This is what? Canaan, we are now at Sea of Galilee, the Jordan River down to the, we come along the Fertile Crescent to what place? Haran, over here to Ur. Okay, you guys got it. You ready? All right, let's get started. Here we go. You got to use your hands. Got to use your hands, and we're going to start off with Genesis. Genesis chapter 1 is creation. Chapter 2 is special events in creation. 3 is the temptation and fall of Adam and Eve. 4 is the story of Cain and Abel. 5 is genealogy. You got to go like this. Now, you can't go like this. You look too comfortable. So let's go. Get with me. Ready? Here we go. With a little pinky first. Genesis 1 is creation. 2 is special events in creation. 3 is the temptation and fall of Adam and Eve. 4 is the story of Cain and Abel. 5 is genealogy. 5, now that's going to be important because chapter 10 is also genealogies. 5 and 10, the thumbs, all right? So Genesis chapter 1 is creation. Chapter 2 is Special events in creation. Chapter 3 is the temptation to fall. You got to be tempted before you fall, right? Temptation and fall of Adam and Eve. 4 is the story of Cain and Abel. 5 is? 6, 7, and 8 are Noah and the flood. 9 is Noah after the flood. 10 is? Genealogies. Okay, you got that? No, let's try it again. Here we go. Genesis chapter 1 is?
Creation.
Chapter 2 is? Special events in creation. 3 is the temptation and fall of Adam and Eve. You've got to have Adam and Eve before you have Cain and Abel, right? Chapter 4 is? Cain and Abel. Chapter 5 is? Genealogy. 6, 7, and 8 are Noah and the flood. 9 is Noah after the flood. 10 is? All right, genealogy. Chapter 11 is the Tower of Babel, just like a tower, right? Tower of Babel, right? All right, now I'm going to go up here one time and we're going to repeat it. Except this time I'm not going to talk much. You guys are. You ready? Here we go. Genesis chapter 1 is?
Creation.
Chapter 2 is? Chapter 3 is the?
Temptation
and fall of Adam. If you're going to mess up big, okay? Temptation and fall of Adam. Chapter 4 is?
Cain
and Abel. Chapter 5 is? 6, 7, 8 are Noah. 9 is Noah. 10 is? 11 is the? 12 is the call of Abraham. Do like this. Call of Abraham. Okay. God said to Abraham, if you go to where I'll tell you to go, I'll make of you a great nation. Abraham lived over here in the Ur of the Chaldees, where the Tigris and Euphrates River flow into the Persian Gulf, right? And God said, if you go to where I'll tell you to go, I'll make of you a great what?
Nation.
He packs his bags. He goes up along the Fertile Crescent to a place called Haran, where he has no children. Go like this. No children. No, believe it or not, I'm going to ask some of you guys to come up here and do this in a while. All right? So, no children. He comes down here to a place called Canaan, where he has 2 sons. Ishmael was not the son of promise. Shake your head. No, was not the son of promise. Isaac was the son of promise. Okay? Isaac had 2 sons, Esau and Jacob. Esau was not the son of promise. Jacob was the son of promise. Jacob had 12 sons. Now we got a problem. We have 10 fingers, right? So what do? Well, we go like this, right? We got 2 ears. So he had 12 sons. The second from the youngest, by the way, what was his name?
Joseph.
You know, you're a preacher's wife. Second from the youngest, Joseph was sold down here into where?
Egypt.
Finally, the whole family comes down here because there is a what? A famine in the land. 430 years later, say that, 430 years later, God said to Moses, Moses, tell Pharaoh, let my people go. He performed the 10 plagues, said, come on, people, let's go. He went through the Red Sea, okay, came up to Mount Sinai. This man right here is Mount Sinai, all right, where he received the
10
commandments, wandered up to a place called Kadesh Barnea, where they sent the 12 spies in the land. Remember that? 12 spies in the land. How many spies said we cannot take the land?
10.
How many said we can take the land? 2. What did the congregation say? No, we can't do it. Can't take it. So God said, because you disobeyed, you didn't listen to me, everyone 20 years old or older is going to what? Die in the wilderness. So for 38 years, they wandered around into the wilderness until they came to a place called Mount Pisgah, Mount Pisgah, where Moses died. After this, a young man by the name of Joshua, he's really about 80 years old at this point, he crosses the Jordan River and he divides the land among the people. And after that, Joshua dies. Then there was a series of social, spiritual, and economic ups and downs. Say that. Social, spiritual, and economic ups and downs under the judges. After this, people said, we don't want any more judges. We want a king. Got to have a crown. King. So go like this. King. And crown. Crown. There are 3 kings under the United Kingdom. Their names were Saul, David, Solomon. Saul has how many syllables? 1. David has how many syllables? 2. Solomon has how many syllables? See how easy that is to remember that? After this, the people, excuse me, after Solomon, the nation gets divided. right? There are how many tribes in the north? Remember? There are 10 tribes in the north. How many are in the south?
Two.
The name of the north was Israel. The name of the south was Judah. The capital of the north was Samaria. The capital of the south was Jerusalem. Good. In 722 BC, a man by the name of Shalmaneser, here's old good old Shalmaneser, he came down and took the 10 tribes of the north into captivity, and they are never heard from again. In 586 BC, Nebuchadnezzar comes and takes the two tribes of the south into captivity, brings them back over here to Babylon, where they are there for 70 years. After this, two men by the name of Ezra and Nehemiah come back, they rebuild the wall, rebuild the houses, reestablish the worship, and that is the chronological end of the Old Testament. All right? Now, in that floor plan, you can put every Old Testament book. It all fits in all of those there, whether you want them to or not. They're just there, okay? Whether you care, that's where they fit, all right? Now, anybody want to come up here and just do what I just did? Well, we're going to see who's brave in a few minutes, but we'll go over one, you know, a couple more times, all right? This is something that will really help you with your basic understanding of the Old Testament. It's just very, very simple. Is this being recorded tonight? Okay, well, then if it doesn't bore you to watch me again, you know, you might be able to pick it up and look at it. So let's do this one more time, okay? Let's do the Genesis part first. Here we go. Genesis chapter 1 is?
Creation.
Creation. Chapter 2 is? Events of creation. Chapter 3 is?
Temptation
and fall of Adam and Eve. 4 is the story of? 5 is? 6, 7, 8 are Noah. 9 is Noah. 10 is? 11 is the? Great. Chapter 12 is the? Call of Abraham. Abraham lived over here in the Ur of the Chaldees, where what two rivers? Tigris and Euphrates River flow into the?
Persian Gulf.
God said to Abraham, if you'll go to where I'll tell you to go, I'll make you what? A great nation. So he what? Packed his bags, went up along the Fertile Crescent to a place called Haran, where he had no sons. He finally came down to a place called Canaan, where he had two sons. Really, he has a lot more, you know, but two that are important to us. Their names were Ishmael and Isaac. Ishmael was not the son of promise. Isaac was the son of promise. Good. Isaac had how many sons?
Two.
Twin boys, right? Their names were? Yeah, Esau first. Esau and Jacob. Esau was not the son of promise. Jacob was the son of promise. Now, what's interesting is with Ishmael, he was the firstborn son. Esau is the firstborn son. You'd normally think, okay, they would be the ones who would take the leadership. But not when God is electing and God is working. He chooses who he's going to work with. So Esau is not the son of promise. Jacob is. Jacob has how many sons?
12
sons, that's right. The second from the youngest, whose name is?
Joseph.
Is sold into slavery back here where?
Egypt.
Why do they sell him into slavery?
Jealousy.
The jealousy, right? And finally, the whole family comes here because there is a famine in the land. Very good. How many years later?
Good,
430 years later. You guys are right on. 430 years later, God said to Moses, Moses, tell Pharaoh what? Let my people go. He performed the 10 plagues, said, come on, people, let's go. They went through the Red Sea up to Mount Sinai, where they received the 10 commandments. Then they wandered up to a place called Kadesh Barnea, where they sent the 12 spies into the land, right? 12 spies in the land. How many spies said we cannot take the land?
10.
How many said we can take the land?
2.
God said, or what did the congregation say?
No.
God said what?
Anybody older than 20
dies. Yep, anyone 20 years older will die. So for how many years did they wander around in the wilderness? Yeah, about 38 years, 40 years, until they come up to a place called Mount Pisgah, where Moses what? Guys, after this, a young man by the name of Joshua crosses the Jordan River and he divides the land, just sort of thinking like dividing a pie, right? Divides the land among the people. And after this, Joshua, what? Dies. Then there were a series of social, spiritual, and economic ups and downs under the judges, And after this, people said, we don't want any more judges, we want a king. How many kings were in the United Kingdom? Three. Their names were? Perfect. And after this, the kingdom is divided. How many tribes are in the north? How many are in the south? What's the name of the north?
Israel.
What's the name of the south? What's the capital of the north?
Samaria.
What's the capital of the south?
Jerusalem.
Okay. In what year? 722 BC, Shalmaneser, this is probably the sickest joke that I remember John White saying. If you can't have a tough time remembering who Shalmaneser was, just think of a sick woman, and the question is, shall men ease her? Okay? I mean, isn't that dumb? But I remember him saying that. Shalmaneser comes down, takes the 10 tribes of the north into captivity, and they are what? Never heard from again. In what year? 586 BC. What's the guy's name? Nebuchadnezzar comes over and he takes how many tribes?
Two
tribes into captivity in where?
Babylon,
right? Where they are there for how many years?
70 years,
all right? After this, two men by the names of Ezra and Nehemiah come back. They rebuild the walls. You got to have walls around your city. Rebuild the temple. Rebuild the houses. Reestablish the worship. And that's the chronological end of the Old Testament. All right? You got it? You with me? Now, let's see how some of these books of the Bible fit. All right? First five books of the Bible are what? You know what I heard? First five books of the Bible are Genesis.
Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers.
Where do they fall into that floor map?
Creation.
Yeah, they fall into Genesis chapter 1 of creation all the way up to where Moses dies. Everything in that covers that period. What about the book of Joshua? Where would that fit in that floor map? Remember a young man by the name of Joshua crosses the Jordan River and divides the land among the people? Remember that? All right. Where would that fit? That's where Joshua fits. There is a series of social, spiritual, and economic ups and downs under the
judges.
Guess what book fits there?
Judges,
right. How about Ruth? If you look in Ruth chapter 1, it says during the period of the judges. The whole book of Ruth fits in that period. Okay, fits right in that period. Every book of the Old Testament fits in there somewhere. Okay, fits in there somewhere. Let's, for example, think of Saul, David, and Solomon. You may want to turn your Bibles, if you've got them with you, turn to the contents. Okay, table of contents. And if you don't need that, that's fine, but here it is. You'll remember that you've got 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles. Let's take 1 and 2 Chronicles. We're going to just put them over here for a moment, okay? Don't lose them. We're going to just put them right here for a moment. So now we're left with 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, what? 2 Kings. Sometimes the first book of Samuel is also known as the first book of Kings. The second book of Samuel is known as the second book of Kings. First book of Kings then would be the third book of Kings. Second Kings would be the fourth book of Kings. So 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings are essentially 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 3 Kings, 4 Kings. Now, if you wanted to read about the first king of Israel, you would go to the first book of Kings, which is what book?
1 Samuel.
If you wanted to read about the second king of Israel, whose name is what?
David,
you would go to the second book of Kings, which is 2 Samuel, all right? If you want to read about Solomon, you'd go to the third book of Kings, which is now 1 Kings. And if you want to read about the divided kingdom and everything that happens from the time it's divided all the way up to the time that Nebuchadnezzar takes the people in captivity. Now you're going to read the fourth book of Kings, which is 2 Kings. Now let's get it back over here. 1 and 2 Chronicles, all right, basically fit with David's story and everything that follows. All right, everything that follows. So help me out. Let's suppose we want to read the story of David and Goliath. All right, where do we look? Well, first thing you want to ask is, who's the king when David kills Goliath?
Saul
is, right. So where do you read about Saul's life? Yeah, 1 Samuel, first book of Kings, which is 1 Samuel. How about David and Bathsheba? Who's king when David does his thing with Bathsheba?
David
is king. So now if you want to read about that, you're going to read second book of Kings, which is 2 Samuel. See how that fits? It sort of fits. If you want to read about Solomon building the temple, all right, where are you going to look at that? Well, you'd read the third book of Kings, which is 1 Kings. Okay? See how easy that is? Now, let's suppose you want to read the book of Psalms. Now, there are different authors, but we typically put Psalms under who?
David.
Where does he fit? 2 Samuel, right. If you want to read the book of Proverbs, who wrote Proverbs? Where does he fit? In the same time, 1 Kings, right? You see how, and all of the prophets fit in there. We're not going to spend time to go through all of them, but they all fit in there somewhere, all right? They all fit in there somewhere. Job is probably the most confusing because it's right before Psalms and we don't know where it's at. Many people believe that Psalms was written during the period of the Genesis because there's no mention of a temple, there's no mention of Jews, it's just Job and his buddies and, you know, the things, the events that happened there. And so if that's true, then it would fit from Genesis chapter 1 all the way probably to the call of Abraham, and Job would fit somewhere in there. All right? How you doing so far?
Good.
Good? Everything's clear as mud? Okay. Well, that's good. This is supposed to be fun, all right? I'm having fun. I don't know if you guys, but I'm having fun. And I want to go through this with you two more times, and then I'm going to see if one of you guys would be brave enough to come and help me. All right? So here we go. Crazy? You're crazy, though. Yeah. Here we go. Genesis chapter 1 is?
Creation.
Chapter 2 is? Special events of creation. Chapter 3 is the? Fall of Adam and Eve. 4 is the story of? 5 is? 6, 7, and 8 are Noah and the flood. 9 is Noah. 10 is? 11 is the? 12 is the? Abraham lived over here in the what? Where the Tigris and Euphrates River flow where? Persian Gulf, that's right. God said to Abraham, if you go to where I'll tell you to go, I will make you a what? So Abraham packed his bags, went up along here to Haran, where he had what? No children. Finally came down here to a place called Canaan, where he had how many sons?
Two,
right. Tricky. Two sons. Their names were Ishmael and Ishmael was, but Isaac was the son of promise. Isaac had how many sons?
Two.
Their names were Esau and Jacob. Esau was not the son of promise. Jacob was the son of promise. Jacob had how many sons?
12
sons. The second from the youngest, whose name is? Was sold into slavery down here where? In Egypt. Finally, the whole family comes to Egypt because there is a? How many years later? 430 years later, God says to Moses, tell Pharaoh, let my people. He performed the 10 plagues. Said, come on, people, let's go. They went through the Red Sea, then came up to a place called Mount Sinai, where they received the 10 commandments. After this, they wandered up here to a place called Kadesh Barnea, okay, Kadesh Barnea, where they sent the 12 spies in the land. How many said no?
10.
How many said yes?
2.
By the way, what are the names of those that said yes?
Joshua and Caleb.
Give me the names of those that said no. Forget the losers, right? Forget the losers, Joshua and Caleb. God said, the congregation said no, right? So God said what? You can wander around. Anybody 20 years old or older is going to die. So they wandered in the wilderness for 38 years until Moses finally comes to a place called Mount Pisgah where he, what?
Dies.
Young man by the name of Joshua crosses the Jordan River and he, what? Divides the land among the people. And then he, what? Dies. After this, there are a series of spiritual, social, and economic ups and downs under the judges. And after this, they said, we don't want any more judges. We want a king. That's right, a king. There were how many kings in the United Kingdom?
Three.
Their names were?
Solomon.
That's right. After this, the kingdom is divided, right? How many tribes were in the north?
Ten.
How many tribes were in the south?
Two.
What's the name of the south?
Judah.
Aha, I confused you there, right? The name of the north is
Israel.
The name of the south is? The capital of the north is
Samaria.
The capital of the south is in what year? Exactly. 722, a young man, or a man by the name of what?
Shalmaneser
comes and takes the what tribes?
Ten tribes
of the north in the captivity, and they are what?
Never
heard from again. In what year? 586, say that, 586, now this is B.C., right, before Christ, 586, what's the man's name?
Nebuchadnezzar
comes, and he takes the how many tribes?
Two
tribes south into captivity in Babylon, where they are there for how many years?
70 years.
Two men by the name of
Ezra
and Nehemiah, really there were three. All right, there's another guy by the name of Zerubbabel who's involved in this, but he doesn't get a Bible book named after him. So I have Ezra and Nehemiah. They come back and they rebuild the walls, rebuild the houses, reestablish the worship, and that is the chronological end of the Old Testament. What questions do you have? Yes, sir.
Okay, so if God promised Abraham Israel, right? What later became Israel, the promised land?
Uh-huh.
So how is it he went to Haran or Haran?
Haran. Right. Right. Canaan becomes what you and I know of as Israel. I mean, there's some differences around there, you know, but for our purposes, they're the same. Yes, sir.
The 12 tribes of, there were 12 tribes of Ishmael also. They were made great princes, and that's the other side of what the mess is over there right now.
Yes.
You didn't bring that into it.
You're right. You're right. Purposely too. Right, he did do that, and there's a couple of reasons why I haven't mentioned it, and one of them is I'm blaming John White because he didn't do it. Okay, yes, sir.
I kind of disputed that God promised Israel.
I'm sorry, say that again.
He promised a nation, did he not? He promised Abraham a nation.
Right, but he's also really. That's right. But he also becomes the father of many nations through faith. Paul brings that out. Paul brings that out, too. Matter of fact, all of us who have faith in Jesus Christ are called children of Abraham because we're children of faith through him.
Adopted.
Yep. All right. Any other questions or thoughts? All right. We're going to do it one more time, and then it's going to be your turn, hopefully. See who's... And somebody's going to say, I've got to go home and check the kids. I got to go home and write my grandchildren's.
I got a new dog.
Yes, I got a new dog. All right. You ready? Here we go. Genesis chapter 1 is?
Creation.
Chapter 2 is?
Creation.
You guys are going on. Come on. Genesis chapter 2 is?
Special
events in creation. 3 is the? Adam and Eve. 4 is the story of? 5 is? 6, 7, and 8 are Noah and the flood. 9 is Noah after flood. 10 is? 11 is the? 12 is the? Abraham lived in the? Where the Tigris and Euphrates flow into the? God said to him, if you go to where I'll tell you to go, I'll make you a great nation, right? So he packs his bags, goes up along the fertile crescent to a place called Haran, where he has no children. He finally comes down to a place called Canaan, where he has how many children?
Two.
Their names were Ishmael and Isaac. Ishmael is not the son of promise. Isaac is the son of promise. Isaac has how many sons?
Two.
Their names were Esau and Jacob. Esau is not the son of promise. Jacob is the son of promise. Jacob has how many sons?
12
sons. The second from the youngest is sold in slavery down here in what land?
Egypt.
Finally, the whole family comes here because there is a... How many years later?
430.
Right, 430 years later, God says to Moses, Moses, tell Pharaoh, let my people... He performs the 10 plagues. He says, come on, people, let's go. They go through the Red Sea up to a place called Mount Sinai where they receive the 10 commandments. Then they wandered up to a place called Kadesh Barnea where they sent how many spies?
12
spies in the land. How many said no?
10.
How many said yes?
2.
The congregation said?
No.
And God said? You're dead. That's right. Anybody 20 years old or older are going to die in the wilderness. So they finally wandered around the wilderness for 30 years until they come up here to Mount
Pisgah
where Moses what? Dies. After this, a young man by the name of Joshua crosses the Jordan River, and what does he do? Divides the land among the people, and then he dies. After this, there's a series of social, spiritual, and economic ups and downs. Social, do this, social, spiritual, economic ups and downs under the judges. After this, they said, we don't want any more judges. We want a king, very good, king. There were how many kings in the United Kingdom?
Three.
Their names were?
Solomon.
After this, the kingdom is? There are how many tribes in the north?
Ten.
How many in the south?
Two.
The name of the north.
Israel.
The name of the north is Israel. The name of the south is? Capital of the north.
Samaria.
The capital of the south.
Jerusalem.
In what year?
722.
722. What's the man's name? Shalmaneser comes and takes how many tribes?
10
into captivity in Assyria, and they are what? Never heard from again. In what year? 586. What is the man's name? Nebuchadnezzar comes over here, and he takes how many tribes?
Two
tribes into captivity, and they are over here for how many years?
70
years. That's right. After this, two men by the name of Ezra and Nehemiah come back. They rebuild the walls, rebuild the houses, reestablish the worship, and that is the chronological end of the Old Testament. Now, I want to tell you guys something. I don't know what you're getting out of this thing, but I'm getting a lot of steps in right here. I've got 7,234 steps in, probably about 2,000 of them happened in the last 45 minutes or so. So, oh, this is fun. I know that as you get older, it's hard to retain things. I fully understand that. When I was young, I caught this, and it was easy. I didn't do it with anybody for a long time, and I had to review it. Matter of fact, even preparing for this, I had to go back over and over and over. I get that, okay? I get that. That's just with age. Practice helps, though. But can you see how something as simple as that can help you place the different Bible books, and you can help string it. For example, again, Jeremiah was written when? Where in that floor map?
During the 70-year period.
Yeah, really, he's prior to the 586 period until the fall of Israel. So from somewhere between 722, probably about 590 or so, I don't know when, he writes from there to the captivity. He is not taken to Babylon. He's one that's left, right? And then he's taken over to Egypt by a group of nuts, and he loses his life, according to tradition. He loses his life there. But he fits right there in that category, okay? Where would Ezra and Nehemiah fit in that floor map? This is simple. At the end, they're the ones that come back over, right? How about Malachi? Malachi was going to fit at the end, right? Going to fit at the end after they reestablish the worship, because it's all they're all back on the land by then, right? And so if you take, let's say, a study Bible, where it has, you know, this book was believed to have been written in such and such a time, then you can piece it together and help plug in spots, all right? Help plug in spots. All right, would any of you like to come up here and help me walk it through? You won't have to do it all on your own. You just walk it through with me. Anybody want to be brave enough? You got two gals in your life ready. Frankly, if you're brave enough to wear a Michigan suit, a shirt, you know, you ought to be brave enough to do this. Now, you guys have to help him, okay? If he gets hung up, you guys are going to help him. I'm going to sort of step back a little bit. So here we go.
What are the name of the two sons?
Ishmael.
Ishmael was? Isaac was? Isaac had two sons. Esau was? And then Jacob was? Jacob had how many sons?
12 sons.
And then the second to the youngest, he went over here to Mr.
Egypt.
How many plagues did it? 10. Then he told the people to do what?
Go.
So they went through the
Red Sea.
Yeah, how many years was it?
How many years were they over?
400.
Then they had the 10 plagues. And then he asked, told Pharaoh to let the people
go.
Where did they travel through?
The Red Sea.
To where?
The desert.
Mount Sinai with the
Ten
Commandments. All right. What's that? Oh, yeah. Then he went up to Kadesh. Oh, yep. Then they sent the 12 spies. How many said no?
10.
How many said yes?
2.
What did people do?
No.
So then what happened to the people that said no?
Wandered.
They wandered, right? They're gone after 38 years wandering around. Then Moses went to Mount
Pisgah,
the land of Moses. Then here comes Joshua. What did Joshua cross?
Jordan.
The Jordan. He did what to the?
Divided
the land, right? And then
Ten.
Then we had how many in the what? North?
No, wait. What happens to Joshua?
He died.
He dies. After this, there are, after Joshua?
Oh, you have the series of Judges. And then they wanted a
king.
How many kings were there?
3.
All right. Then we had the kingdom divided. How many went to the north?
10.
How many went to the south?
2.
What was the name of the north?
Israel.
The name of the south?
Israel.
The capital of the north?
Samaria.
Capital of the south?
Jerusalem.
And then,
captivity.
No, they had to go up to, and what year did they go up to the king?
Yeah, what's that guy's name?
Shalmaneser. Come, took the 10 tribes, and went to the 10 tribes. Never heard from again. Then the guy from David took the last.
Two.
They took him to where?
Babylon.
How many years were they in Babylon? of Babylon, who took them back over?
Ezra.
That was the end of the chronological book of the Old Testament.
Very, very good. Very, very good. Now, I want you to notice, okay, he's still breathing. All right? You can come up here and do this and survive. All right? And survive. Anybody else want to give it a shot?
No.
No, not me. No way. I'm not going to call on anybody. By the way, it's your turn. All right. Let's go through it one more time. All right? Let's go through it one more time. Because we get done at 7, right?
Yeah.
So, all right, we got about, according to that clock, we got about 5 more minutes. So let's go through it one more time. And you guys participate best you can. Be as loud as you can. Use your hand signals and all of that. Ready? Here we go. Genesis chapter 1 is creation. Chapter 2 is?
Special.
Chapter 3 is the? Fall of Adam and Eve. 4 is the story of? 5 is? 6, 7, and 8 are Noah. 9 is Noah. 10 is? 11 is the? 12 is the? Abraham lived over here in the Ur of the Chaldees, where the Tigris and Euphrates River flow into the... God said to Abraham, if you go to where I'll tell you to go, I'll make you a great... So he packs his bags, comes up here along the Fertile Crescent to a place called Haran, where he had... Then he comes down to a place called Canaan, where he has 2 sons. Their names were... Ishmael is... Oh, Isaac is the son of promise. Isaac has how many sons? 2, that's right. Their names were Esau and Jacob. Esau is not the son of promise. Jacob has how many sons? 12 sons. The second from the youngest is sold into slavery. Where? Right. Finally, the whole family comes here because there is a... How many years later? 430 years later, God says to Moses, tell Pharaoh what? Let my people go. He performs the 10 plagues. They go through. He says, come on, people, let's go. They go through the Red Sea up to Mount Sinai, where they receive the 10 commandments. Then they wander up to a place called Kadesh, where they send the 12 spies into the land. How many came back and said no?
10.
How many came back and said yes? What's the congregation saying? And God said... That's right. Anybody 20 years old or older are going to die. So they wander around in the wilderness for 38 years until they come to a place called Mount Pisgah, where Moses dies. Young man by the name of
Joshua
crosses the and he divides the land among the people, and then he what? Dies. After this, there is a series of social, spiritual, economic ups and downs. What does that mean? Well, it's like the United States of America. There are some times where it seems like we're doing okay, right? People, there's revival in the land and everything is going great, and then we fall, right? Where are we at today in 2024? Are we up here or are we down here? Yeah, we're down here, right? We all hope we'll come back up, but we could, you know, we just don't know what God has planned. So there are a series of social, spiritual, and economic ups and downs under the Judges, that's right. After this, we don't want any more judges, we want a king. How many kings?
3
kings in the United Kingdom. United Kingdom. Because they have a series of kings. But there's only 3 who are in the United Kingdom. Their names were? After this, the kingdom is divided. How many tribes are in the north?
10.
How many are in the south?
2.
What is the name of the north?
Israel.
What is the name of the south? What is the capital of the north? What is the capital of the south?
Jerusalem,
right. In what year? 722, the guy's name is?
Shalmaneser
comes and takes how many tribes?
10
tribes into Assyria, and they are never heard from. In what year? What's the guy's name? Comes back over here, and he takes how many tribes?
2.
Into captivity back where? And the Babylon, and they are there for how many years?
70
years. After this, 2 guys by the name of Ezra and Nehemiah come back in. They rebuild the walls, rebuild the houses, reestablish the worship, and that is the chronological end of the Old Testament. chronological end of the Old Testament. It is not the end of the Old Testament, because you've got to, you know, go to Malachi before you get there, but it's the chronological end of the Old Testament. All right? Whew. All right, we've got another, let's say 60 seconds. Anybody want to come up here and do it? All right, if there isn't anybody, I want to respect your time, but I want to tell you guys thank you very much. Today has been wonderful for me. I have enjoyed being with you both this morning and back with you this evening. You guys are a great group of people, and I hope that you guys will send your pastor on a vacation again and let me come back sometime in the future. Do we, can I pray with you and then you, okay. Father, thank you very much for this day. Thank you for just the whole time. I ask you again, as I did this morning, that you will help their pastor to enjoy himself and his family, and that they'll be able to come back and take over their duties again. I ask you that blessing would be on this church, that this would be a disciple-making congregation of people who hate evil, but who love righteousness and seek you and seek your will in everything. Thank you, Father, for the Old Testament and the stories that are in it, because as Paul told us, everything was written there for our admonition, for our encouragement, for our warning. And so I ask you that we will remember the things we've practiced tonight and the things we're studying, and that we will be godly, growing men and women. In Christ's name, amen.